Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And again, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and my pretty little princess to the right of me, Stephanie Joy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can go to both of my pages, Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Like them both if you would. And friends, if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, that is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Yes, the phone lines are accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. And just in case you didn't know, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my pretty little princess?
Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want them in Christ's head, but highlight a few things. I noticed you just went through the whole thing about the enemies, scoffers, atheists, lunatics. Yeah. Well, I'm going to highlight some of those guys today. I'm kind of excited about it. Something different. But first, I want to highlight again our product of the week, which is To Spit Against Heaven. It's our new DVD, which takes out the mask off, the homosexual agenda. People say, well, why can't two people love each other? Well, it goes way beyond that, what they're aiming for your children in public schools, what's behind that, really taking
and
the mask off.
And we're talking about the radical homosexual.
The radical
agenda.
Homosexual. So if you can go to shop at sonsoflibertyradio.com or call 1-866-233-0747 to place your order. The kicker is monthly sponsors get 25% off the product of the week, making it $15 rather than $20, which is the usual donation that we ask for. Now, I want to say hello on the Sons of Liberty Facebook. We had, you know, one of those enemies, scoffers, so on and so forth, write a post.
Skeptics, lunatics, radical homosexuals.
Weirdos, assorted bad guys, all that good stuff.
Well, ground feeders, yes.
Paul said this. He said, we do not need to feed our younger generation's bigotry and hatred disguised as religion. Keep the Bible out of the public realm. If people want to recharge their faith, then go to church. Don't jam your religion down our throats. And to go, you know, it's so interesting how we don't need to feed our younger generation bigotry and hatred. Well, Paul, I could show you a lot of bigotry and hatred in the emails that we have received, you know, go to hell.
The bottom line is there's no debate.
No.
We're not the ones violating the law here. They are.
That's right.
End of discussion.
And to show how serious it is, we had on the Sons of Liberty, we had a Homosexual Manifesto Threatens America YouTube video. And one response we got was Jerry, who said, all you straight guys, point your heels to Jesus. We're going to take it whether you want to give it or not. And that's the resolve of the homosexual agenda and these radicals.
They prove the point, don't they?
Yes. That's right, these radicals. It's very interesting. Well, and some other love and tolerance that we received from our homosexual friends was this.
Can you slow down just for a second?
Sure, I'm just trying to get in before.
No, that's fine. I'll keep you over for another segment here. The manifesto, the homosexual manifesto, and feedback that she's talking about right now is from Michael Swift, which was published in the Congressional Record February 15th to the 21st in 1987. Listen to what he's saying. Just leave the Bible out of the public arena. The manifesto starts out with this. Listen carefully, friends. They say it's a satire, but friends, I'm going to bring you through a couple happenings that happened just over the last week here in America and in Australia. And just to say that, I think it's important for people to understand it's not a satire. It's exactly what's happening. If you look at what took place with Jerry Sandusky, some other things that we'll talk about in just a couple minutes here. But it's absolutely astounding how exactly right on these people actually bring forth with their emails to the ministry here. They prove the point of the manifesto. It starts out, we shall sodomize your sons, that they will be recast in our image. This is the homosexual manifesto. The homosexual manifesto states that your sons shall be our minions and do our biddings. They threaten that those that oppose them would be stabbed in their cowardly hearts and that they would defile your dead puny bodies. This is the homosexual manifesto, friends. It also states in the homosexual manifesto that all churches that condemn the homosexual lifestyle will be closed. What was that quote? What was that response that one individual just gave, Stephanie?
Oh, yeah. He said, keep the Bible out of the public realm.
Sure.
If people want to recharge their faith and go to church, don't jam your religion down our throats.
Down their throats. Interesting, because when I look at the homosexual manifesto, again, it states that they will rewrite history, history filled with your heterosexual lies and distortions. In other words, they want to pull away the truth so you can live in their distorted worlds. And that's exactly what they want you to believe, friends. And they want you to believe, now listen again, that they are the victims, but again, here's the homosexual manifesto. We shall sodomize your sons. That's how it starts off. And folks, this is just this is the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the homosexual manifesto.
Yeah, and it's so interesting that you would read that, because that's exactly what this video is talking about, is the homosexual manifesto. And the response we got was, we're going to take it whether you want to give it or not.
Yeah.
So all you know, people that are Christians out there standing for the Judeo-Christian value, which is the majority of Americans, this is the measure of their resolve. How much more resolute should our measure of resolve be to stand and promote the Bible, biblical values, what our country was founded upon, so on and so forth. So just another example of some more love and tolerance. We've got this one. Sons of liberty, sons of morons. Pull off your own mask, hypocrites. And that was from Brian. So we appreciate
Thanks,
the feedback.
We
Brian,
appreciate you, yeah.
Blessings.
Yeah.
And then another one from Dennis says, wow, more pile of right crap, which is so interesting.
Right crap.
Yeah, isn't that? I just got to say this, because Bob had this very intellectual response, and it's kind of a slam, but it's a very intellectual response. I'd like to read it if I could. Hopefully I can get it for the break here.
An intellectual.
It's intellectual. Like, okay. I had to think of some of the words here. He said,
okay.
I have found that our good friends in the loyal opposition are wholly incapable of even making an attempt at civil discourse. So quickly exhaust their meager storehouse of facts with which to support their typically hysteria opinions that they must immediately descend to insult.
Uh-oh. Insult? I didn't say it. I just posted the homosexual manifesto. It's coming from one of their own. What are they talking about? They're insulting. I mean, in other words, one is uncovering them for who they really are?
Yeah, it's a good thing. What he's saying is all they can do is insult.
They just said
more pile of crap. They're calling us crap. They're saying we're morons.
Yeah.
They're throwing it at us.
Yeah.
He's saying, listen, they so quickly exhaust their little meager pile of facts that they can only insult is what he's saying.
In 2008, worshipers at a Mount Hope church in Lansing, Michigan were stunned when members of a pro-homosexual, pro-anarchy organization called Bash Back interrupted their service to fling propaganda and condoms around the sanctuary inside the church, friends. Drape a profane banner from the balcony and feature two lesbians making out at the pulpits. Yes. And they're calling you the haters.
And
folks, we're
going to
come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about this when we get back with our... Well, I like this discourse.
Me too.
All right. Yeah, Bradley, and, well, we got the Pretty Little Princess to the right of us right now. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Well, we're just kind of riding off of what Stephanie had brought forth when she was talking about the lunatics, the weirdos, and the sordid bad guys, and the radical homosexuals.
It's a nice way to back into it sometimes. You know, we hear all the good positive feedback, but you know what? The Bible says, "Woe unto you, and all men speak well of you, for so do their fathers with false prophets." So it's good to have a little bit of feedback. But I'm going to go back to what Bob said here. It was very intellectual. He said, "I have found that our good friends in the loyal opposition are wholly incapable of even making an attempt at civil discourse. So quickly exhaust their meager storehouse of facts with that which to support their typically hysteria opinions, that they must immediately descend to insults, invective, and ad hominem attack," I believe. Huh. I told you it was intellectual. This is beyond me, Bob. You're so smart. And they say, "They are invariable and capable of sustenantly expressing themselves without the use of profanity, and in short, tend to conduct themselves as if they were born of common harlots and reared by in barnyards by herds of swine," which is kind of interesting. But yeah, it's just interesting how he puts the fact together that so quickly are their facts exhausted that they resort to insult and injury and all that. Right, exactly.
I mean, they have none. I'm not saying that just to say that, but they don't. They don't have the law on their side. They don't have facts on their side. That's all they can do is shout and shoot. And by the way, that's all they do is shout and shoot. As a matter of fact, friends, for those that didn't know, another point, let's go to hate crimes really quick. And what's interesting is when you define hate crimes, friends, you'll see that they are guilty as charged. A definition of a hate crime is usually defined by state law as one that involves threats, harassment, or physical harm and is motivated by prejudice against someone's race, color, religion, national origin, ethnicity, and sexual orientation. That was added, friends. Isn't that interesting? Now, what's interesting about this is the homosexual communities, even themselves, the GLSEN, admit that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, they are telling on themselves that, listen, we're playing the victims. Well, we're the act. We're the ones that are actually getting our way through your stupidity, for those that accept it. And in saying that, when we look at, let's just go back to some facts, speaking of facts here. When you go to the concerning the hate crimes,
it's kind of like John Adams said, facts are stubborn things.
Oh, they are. They're not moving. You can go ahead and try to crush the earth, the truth to the earth, but it's going to rise again, mm-hmm, said William Cullen Bryant. But listen to this, friends. The inception from the radical gay agenda is also a contrived lie. was Matthew Shepard's lie. Matter of fact, what they did is they tagged their shirt to James Byrd, who is a black man, and the hate crime, by the way, all crime is motivated by hate, so don't get those confused, okay? But the hate crimes concerning James Byrd, after along with Matthew Shepard, James Byrd was a black man who was murdered by three white men in Jasper, Texas in June of 1998. The men offered Byrd a ride, the black man, but instead of bringing him to his destination, they beat him and then dragged Byrd behind a pickup truck along an asphalt pavement after they wrapped a heavy logging chain around his ankles. Byrd was pulled along for about 2 miles as the truck swerved side to side. Byrd, who remained conscious throughout the dragging, was killed when his body hit the edge. I did not plan on going this direction with Stephanie right now, but since we're here, we're going to keep going there.
Yeah.
When his body was hit, it hit the edge of a culvert, cutting off his right arm and his head. The murderers drove on for another mile before dumping the rest of his body in front of an African-American cemetery. The same year, Matthew Shepard was brutally beaten, tied to a fence, and left for dead. This was portrayed as a hate crime because Shepard was homosexual, when in fact it was bungled burglary, not motivated by hate at all. And recently, one of Shepard's murderers told ABC News that he was high on crystal meth during the attack, and it was the drugs that sparked his rage, not Shepard's orientation.
Mm-hmm.
And during the trial, however, the killers remained silent about this issue in exchange for not receiving the death sentence. Matter of fact, Ben Fritzen, a former police detective and one of the lead investigators on the case, even told ABC News Matthews Shepard's sexual preference or sexual orientation certainly was not the motive in this homicide. If it was not Shepard, they would have found another easy target. And what it really came down to, said Ben Fritzen, a former police detective, is it came down to drugs and money and two punks that were out looking for it. Matter of fact, they wanted to take it a step further, and they wanted the ABC News to go ahead and lie about it, but they would not do that. But isn't it interesting, friends, that when we look at the situation concerning the hate crimes, people believe that Matthew Shepard was actually beaten up because he was a homosexual, when in fact it had nothing to do with him. And what they found out later on, friends, is one of the murderers was a
bisexual.
He was a bisexual, friend. So they never tell you the truth in what they promulgate. Another case in point, when you look at that situation concerning Matthew Shepard, when you go back to a radical homosexual named Dan...
Skipping to Gomorrah.
Peach, okay? But what's interesting is Dan Savage, this radical, sick-minded individual, friends, he said that, you know, they're the victim of hate crimes. Well, it was interesting when he was asked about a certain political figure, he said that man needs to be pulled behind a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope. So isn't it interesting that he would tell on himself again and again and again and again?
And you notice that it was Dan Savage. His whole organization is called It Gets Better.
Yes.
As he's talking about dragging people till they're
dead. This is
dead.
A guy that licks knobs to make sure people
when he's
get sick.
That's crazy. And you're going back to Matthew Shepard even, too. In the legislation that they passed, that was the forefront, the Matthew Shepard case. Well, that wasn't even the case. He wasn't pointed out as a victim because of his sexual orientation. It was just too bad. Bad guys, and they happen to get a homosexual. So the deception there and how it comes
to the
media.
And by the way, he was also making moves on one of the murderers.
That's right. He was taking advances. Yeah.
Yes, he was.
You know, which is very interesting because the media bias makes it come out like, oh, this victim mentality,
this homosexual is targeted. This is why the Dan Savages of the world will not have me on their show.
That's right.
This is why the Rachel Maddows of the world will not have me on their show live.
That's right.
Because they know facts are stubborn things. I want to make one more point, and I'll give it back to you, pretty little princess. People say, well, this is a civil rights issue. No, it is not. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly said that men should not be judged according to the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Now, when you go back and you look at the debate on the floor of the 14th Amendment, Thaddeus Stevens said, no distinction would be tolerated in this purified republic but what rose from merits and conduct. According to what? The purified republic. So this man actually acknowledged the fact that we were a pure purified constitutional republic, ruled by law, not by opinion.
And you know, who better to say it than Martin Luther King Jr. in the struggle for civil rights? He is going beyond even the color of his skin and saying, listen,
of course,
we're judging the inside, the content of character, not the color of your skin. So I think MLK's words, amen. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying?
Oh, don't even try to jump on my talking
points. I thought
points.
That was pretty I was ready for
that's,
you to
that's
say
my
amen.
Business, okay? Not yours. You just kind of do your own thing.
Okay,
you just
all right.
kind of bleed into the vein of what's going on here, okay?
I thought that was kind of good, though. I was ready for the amen coming from you.
Oh, okay.
But I know we got Tim on the line, and he wanted to weigh in on the subject, too, as well. Tim, welcome to Sons of Liberty.
Are you there, Tim?
Hey, thank you, guys.
Hey, how are you, brother, from another mother?
She was catching your spunk there a little
she
bit.
Was.
I like that. something that just stands out to me in the discussion, and all of what we're seeing and emails that I've been getting about people who are atheist or professed atheists saying they want the law to push education where it doesn't have religion in it, what they don't realize is they're pushing a certain morality and a certain religion
of
from
course.
Their own perspective.
Of course.
And I'm reminded of these 45 points of the communist takeover of America. Can I give just right in the center a couple of those things, because you guys are hitting on all
sure,
of them.
Sure.
Starting with number 24, eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press.
Mm-hmm.
Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy.
That's right.
Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. And finally, right in the middle, eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state.
That's right.
Now, if all of these things are not converging on our generation, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
And that's right. That's right. Smack dab in the middle of how the communists had. And this is not anything new. This is old stuff. But they're progressing right along with it. And it seems that there are many who are willing to just be useful idiots in that and promote it.
Well, what's interesting is you look at the children, and that's what becomes the open prey here. Matt Barber just did a recent article last week on one of our outlets, and he'd actually talked about how the pedophiles want to normalize adults. Kids' sex, and we're seeing this
sure.
take place in New York. We're also seeing this happening in Canada right now when they actually legalized an illegal act called homosexual marriage. So it's all aimed at the same thing, and I want to hit more of it when we get back. I love this discourse. Thanks for calling, Tim. We appreciate you very much. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, and I got right to the right of me, my pretty little princess, Stephanie Joy. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 per life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'd like to piggyback a thought as to our last caller, Tim Brown. And I was talking about how they're trying to normalize adult sex with children. The pedophiles are. And this is happening in America today. They're teaching bestiality in the state of New York. As a matter of fact, what I'd like to piggyback with those thoughts is this. The ACLU is defending the North American Man-Boy Love Association. Their motto is sex before eight, before it's too late. This pedophile's group's role in the brutal murder of 10-year-old Jeffrey Curley in 1997, Salvatore Sicari and Charles Jans picked up fifth grader Jeff Curley and took the boy to the Boston Public Library where Jans accessed NAMBLA's website. Later, the men attempted to sexually assault Curley, but the boy fought back. And attempting to restrain him, Jans gagged the 10-year-old with a gasoline-soaked rag, eventually killing the little boy. The men putting Jeffrey's body into a tub with concrete and threw it into the river. The ACLU argues that the newsletters and other NAMBLA materials in Jane's possession, which contain photographs of boys of various ages and nude drawings of boys, are protected speech under the Constitution. This is how sick these people are, friends.
It is so sick, and it goes back right with what Tim was saying. That's this whole make these things sound normal, the more immorality and more immoral it is, make it sound like it's a healthy lifestyle. And also when he said, if this is not going on today, basically, I don't know what is.
Well, I can bring you there.
Yeah, exactly. And if you look at Dan Savage about discrediting the Bible, one of the things he read off in that Communist Manifesto, discredit the Bible, that's exactly what Dan did in that group of all those students.
Yeah.
He said, said, yeah, you Bible thumpers. And he had so many students.
The Bible is a bunch of BS,
he said.
A bunch of students at a journalism conference with high school students' friends bashing the Bible. But what he didn't realize and what he didn't expect, and I'm sure it was a realization after he seen it happen, the students in droves stood up and walked out.
That's what I was going to say. Good for them. They stood up.
Principal rapes boy in office with parents outside. This is just 7 days ago. By the way, to their credit, this is wonderful. The Huffington Post reported a former middle school principal in North Carolina is accused of sexually assaulting a student while the boy's unsuspecting parent was outside the room. David Ellis Edwards, 49, was arrested Friday and charged with second-degree forcible sex offense, sexual acts with the students, and taking incident liberties with a minor and crimes against nature. No. This is what I want to highlight. Principal raped boy in office with parent outside, written by Huffington Post. Who demonizes me more than these bloggers?
Yeah.
You're telling us the crimes that are being committed by these people, and then when we highlight them, they make my own page. Thank you!
It's so interesting.
Thank you, I love that. But honey, this is my point. I'm sorry, Pretty Little Princess.
Thank
gotta
you.
Keep her
Please
professional,
get that
right?
Right?
You smell great, by the way.
Thanks, I appreciate
yes.
the perfume.
In saying this, it's interesting that they called taking incident liberties with a minor and crimes against nature. This was reported also by WTVD. Why would they bring up the word crimes against nature? Because when you read the Bible, it says, and change the glory of God, uncorruptible God, into an image make like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Just hang on with me. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped the Creator and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore, said Paul in Romans 1, verse 25. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use in that which is against nature.
Huh.
And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate, a lack of, in other words, his hand is taken off them to allow them to do what they want. But the wrath of God does abide upon the children of disobedience. And it's not just the homosexuals, by the way. But it says to do those things which are not convenient. And then it says the fruit of these people being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God is what it says, who knowing the judgment of God, that's what they're fighting against, friends, because the law is spiritual. Men are carnal, sold under sin. So the law is holy. The commandment is holy, just, and good. We are evil within our own natures without Jesus Christ. But with Jesus Christ, we overcome because we're born of an incorruptible seed, which cannot sin.
You know, and it's just so interesting that the Huffington Post would pick up that story, because they come against us for fighting for our posterity, for protecting children, for wanting children to be protected.
Oh, you're gay bashing. You're hating on them. No. It's always been, since day one, the same message. They know exactly who I am, friends, that I've done over 350 high schools in this country. I just did one 2 weeks ago. A secular school, friends, in North Carolina. They know exactly what this is about. See, what they do is they continuously polarize those that are a threat to their system. And these dummies, and friends, for a better way of saying it, these blind individuals that choose the way that they walk, they don't do it unknowingly, friends. They know what they do. They know exactly what they do. But these people attempt to shield the people that are actually committing the crimes. Because if it wasn't the case, and I'm not saying in every given situation, but I am saying in these particular situations, if that wasn't the case, then what are you attacking me for? Because I'm relaying the same message as a a matter of fact, I'm getting it directly from you as my source.
Yeah, that's so interesting, because here we are fighting to protect the young kids, and they're saying they're now coming against the very thing that they're coming against us for doing, if that makes sense.
Yes.
It's just unbelievable. So
Can I highlight one more thing
absolutely.
Here, my pretty little princess? Deputies say that between 2009 and 2011, Edwards, this principal that raped boy in office with parents outside, Edwards molested at least three boys between the ages of 11 and 14. 11 and 14. Folks, this just happened. Here, let me show you what happens when you begin to allow this behavior in your country, friends. Okay, we're talking about the kids here. Okay, that's my objective, is always about this, not attacking any particular people, but protecting a particular people that are under attack. I don't care if you agree with what I say or not, the young people do. Because they have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing, and they are sick and tired of the older generation sitting back and doing nothing and opening the gates to the wolves to come in and devour the sheep. And by the way, they just happen to be the sheep. Okay? They do understand. Over in Australia, friends, a rock solid love. Folks, I am just flying off what the pretty little princess brought up from the get-go of the show. And I'm piggybacking live right now.
This is all
sporadic. This is live radio, and this is what makes live radio great.
That's right.
But online right now, rock solid love, Australian woman marries a bridge in France and even gets the mayor's blessings. Did you hear about the woman that recently married a horse?
Oh.
Folks, this is how far this goes. You're dealing with lawless people. That's why they call it crimes against nature. That's why they are mentally ill, friends,
and
all the way up until 1973 in your country.
And we're
diagnosed.
Talking about a literal bridge that she married. The pictures
yes.
are of her in a wedding dress, as you would see a woman getting married to a man in a white wedding gown with her on top of the bridge, standing next to the bridge. We're speaking of a literal bridge here. It's not a farce.
She's calling the bridge her husband.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, although her new husband may struggle to express his feelings, the bridge, newlywed Jody said, his being is very present and I feel at peace in his strong embrace.
And you know, and this is something to note, is the fact that it starts off with, oh, why can't two people love each other? And then it becomes so degenerate and so debased. This seems like, oh, it's a funny thing offhand. They're, you know, saying rock solid love, but it's really not. If you look at the mentality behind it and what these people are thinking to be able to say, hey, I'm marrying a bridge or I'm marrying a horse. This is the mentality. Yeah. If we've left off God's 10 commandments, and like you just read about God giving them over to a reprobate mind to just fulfill their own lust, because
that's
they've kind
doing.
Of gone too far, that you said the
well,
wrath of
these
God.
These people are trying to figure out why the people are allowing them to go that far.
It's unbelievable.
Let me go on. The marriage between the woman and the bridge, she said of the bridge, her husband, he makes me feel connected to the earth and draws me to rest from my endless nomadic wanderings. He is fixed, stable, to the ground. When I am nomadic, transient, ever on the road, he gives me a safe haven. This is a woman that married a bridge in Australia. It almost sounds like she's reading scripture at times.
Yeah, this is.
Who is our shelter? Who is our high fortress?
Right.
Who is our shield? Who is our buckler? Who is the rock of our salvation?
That's right.
See, folks, if the church was doing their job, Jody wouldn't be making an absolute fool out of herself for the world to mock. And I feel for her.
Yeah.
I really do in a lot of ways, because she's looking for security, but she's also looking for the church to do their job. And had the church did their job, well, guess what? She'd be marrying a man, not a bridge.
You know, that is such a good point, because she's looking for security. She's looking for the rock solid. Well, who is secure and who is rock solid more than Jesus Christ himself? She's looking in the wrong places for that which she inwardly is desiring, and that's her creator. So like you said, if the church was doing their job, she wouldn't be looking in all these different places. She
oh,
would know
goodness.
Where the source is.
Oh, my goodness. You ready for this? Here, proving the point again. The wedding between Jody and the bridge, which, folks, you got to stick around for this. This is over the top. But again, it exhibits and exemplifies the heart of a reprobate mind. And folks, talking about crimes against nature, just hang on a second, friends. This gets better. Whoa. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Beep.
This is an emergency. Essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last. During our October sale, 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Okay, I know you guys were anticipating what Jody, the woman that married a bridge in France, said. The wedding between Jody and the bridge, her husband, which translates interestingly enough, friends, to the Devil's Bridge, took place in front of 14 guests and was blessed by the mayor of neighboring towns.
Wow.
The pair made their vows at the groom's entrance, the bridge, friends. Rose wore a custom bridal gown and veil and commissioned rings for both her and the bridge. Talking about a reprobate mind, this is why God calls this behavior an abomination. This is what I wanted to get to. Listen carefully. Jody, the one that married the bridge, said, "He understands that I love other bridges and men. Ours is a love that embraces the vagaries of life as materialized in the swirling currents of the river that flows beneath his magnificent body," Rose wrote on her website.
Wow.
Folks, this and what's interesting about this, these people ain't kidding.
No.
"The Devil's Bridge is everything I could desire in a husband," said this woman that married the bridge. "Sturdy, trustworthy, sensual, kind, and handsome," she added.
Wow. I don't really know how to respond to that. It's almost like you can't. You don't even have words. Like, you can't even, you know, sometimes when you hear certain atrocities that happen or things like that, you can say, just, that's just sick. I don't mean that it's sick like people don't make choices, but it so boggles the mind that you don't even really have, it hasn't even entered into your mind that thought.
They didn't write this as a negative. This is almost like a positive.
And that's from the Daily Caller, you said?
Yes, it's from the Daily Caller.
Wow.
I'm sorry, not the Daily Caller, the Daily Mail, UK News.
Wow.
UK News.
Wow.
All right, you got
this
it.
This is interesting. Well, you know what I want to do is I want to end this on a positive note. You know,
Can I just say a couple things here?
Sure.
A former attorney, I got this one from the bloggers in the state of Minnesota here. Former attorney Aaron Bibber was sentenced in Hennepin County District to 18 years in prison for raping a 15-year-old boy who one prosecutor said he groomed from the age of 11 years old. Good. He got 18 years in prison. Former Minneapolis Park Police Captain William Jacobs was sentenced to 18 years in prison. Listen again. Former Minneapolis Park Police Captain William Jacobs was sentenced to 18 years in prison after raping a 12-year-old boy repeatedly over the span of 3 years. He was also caught in possession of approximately, listen carefully, 40,000 images of child pornography in his home. Jerry Sandusky was charged with 52 counts of sexual child abuse, using his prominent position as head of a children's charity to sexually coerce boys and young as under 10 years old and do sexual acts with him, including forced oral sex and anal sex. The National Education Association refused to pass Amendment I-24 designed to protect the rights of students against sexual misconduct by teachers. Right before the break, the last segment, we were talking about a principal that was sodomizing by force a little boy as his parents were outside the door. Folks, this is not a satire.
If that doesn't irate, you know, people, I don't know what will. I mean, if that doesn't if that doesn't enrage you, then there's really no hope. I mean, this is stuff it's gone so far and it's gone too far. And the people need to say that's far enough. That's where the people need to rise up and stand up and say, no, this will not go any further. You Christians out there, rather than being sheep, you know, the Lord is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. My ministers are made bold as lions. So we need to stand up for the Bible. I mean, what general of God was that I would be a coward if I saw Christ's truth basically being attacked and I stood back and I did nothing. So for those, you know, pulpits that remain silent, shame on you. Your preachers should be preaching this from the housetops.
Of course.
As John Adams said, the church is the moral compass of society. As goes the church, so goes the world.
Right.
And it's the professed church. It's not the real church. So, but to leave it on a positive note here, we want to hear from some of our sons and daughters of liberty as we end the show here. So I thought this would be a good one. Jeff said this. Hello. And this is an email in regards to our email about you teaching the college professors our foundational documents that they were ignorant to.
Yeah.
He said, this email was awesome. The democratic teaching and professionals who profess the importance of education and learning have missed some of the most important aspects of their profession.
And I'm not saying that in any sense of the word to condemn any one of them teachers in there, because we didn't know all this information, neither we had to learn it as well.
That's right. That's right. And as I said, we do not have to stand for the low level of critical thinking from those teaching the next generation. Have a great day and keep up the good work. And
cool.
We're inside the inside zones. You know, not everyone is going to go inside of a church building. Not everyone's Sunday morning going to walk inside of a church walls. But you know what? They have to go to school. We're going on the highways and the byways. We're kind of boots on the ground. And for those of you that say, well, what can I do to help? I mean, I can't really go. I've got a regular job. Well, you might not be able to go into these places that we go into, the public high schools and all these different arenas. But you know what? You can help be a mouthpiece, and you can help get our feet out there by supporting this ministry.
Amen. Thank you.
You know, if you call 1-866-233-0747, again, that's 1-866-233-0747, or make a donation online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. You are enabling us to do what some of you, in a sense, can do. So as we go forward, we need your support, because we all need to do this together. Every event we do and we talk with people, listen, we need to join hands and link together. The greater the force, course, the more of an impact we're going to make. We want to be sons and daughters of liberty across this nation to reach out to young and old with
this
message.
The point is we can't do this without you.
That's right.
I've shared 50 times, friends, and I say it again because it's not tedious for me to remind you, friends, that, listen, people come up to me at every event I do. I'm so glad there's people out there like you. Well, the bottom line is I have to tell them the way I tell you, I can't do this without you. I can't do this alone, but we can do this together because if you remember right, it starts out, my friends, with we the people. And it is we the people that can get the job done. But really what it comes back to is how thankful are we for what we have received? And I can tell you how thankful we are for what we have received by how willing we are to stand up and fight for what we have been given.
Amen. Couldn't have said it better myself. And the last response we got was from Nancy, who said, thanks for the truth. Hope it goes far and wide. So as we're talking about going across this nation, sons and daughters of liberty need to join together to make this happen and spread this message of truth across the nation. Because you know what? America needs it. And America doesn't need a compromising voice of truth. They need an uncompromising voice of truth, willing to stand, willing to take the shots, willing to say, listen, reputation like Jesus himself, he made himself of no reputation to speak forth the unadulterated truth that people can hear and receive and come to know Christ. Bottom line, that's what we're here for.
Amen. I'm just actually looking at some of these notes that I've gotten concerning the things that we were talking about. Did you guys know that when the whole don't ask, don't tell legislation, when radical homosexuals were attempting to overthrow don't ask, don't tell. Listen carefully, friends. Did you know that General Pace stated that we should respect those who want to serve the nation, but not through the law of the land, condone activity that is counter to God's law?
Amen.
He goes on, there are those obviously who don't agree with that. All I'm saying is that in my responsibility, with the authority that I've been given, all to obey the law of the land and to object if something is either illegal or immoral. General Pace goes on, he said, the Uniform Code of the Military Justice makes it illegal for members of the same sex or members of the opposite sex to come together.
Yeah, so that is the law of the land, he said, and I am
following
it.
Pace.
That's
it. General
more general
Pace.
Like that.
Yes. And who else is attacking our military more than this administration? Friends, there isn't anybody. So it's the same people that are behind the radical homosexual agenda, and I shared with you yesterday, the radical homosexuals are simply being used as a political battering ram. Don't forget it. And friends, I don't mean to. Wait, here, I got to come up with something right now. Just give me a second here.
Shall I sing music in the background while you're thinking?
No, I know what I'm telling you is a fact, okay? I know what I'm telling you is a fact. When John Adams said our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people, it is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. When you see people kick against God and his moral law, which we are based off of common law, rest assured they are enemies to your nation. Because what they don't realize is they themselves are digging a pit that they soon are to fall in unless the American people stand up, the patriots, uphold dying laws, just like Jesus Christ did. Read Romans 3:30, read Hebrews 10, read Isaiah 40. Check those out. Jesus came to magnify the laws, and we need to magnify the laws of the land against those that are committing these crimes. And as this radical homosexual said, you know, listen, it doesn't matter. We're coming. We're going to steamroll you. You know what? Not on my watch. And by the grace of God, I ain't moving. And that's the bottom line. And the American people, I want you to understand something. And don't ever forget, the only ones telling you that the homosexuals, the radical homosexuals are winning the day is the state-run media, the MSNBCs of the world, so on and so forth, that are lesbians and homosexuals and radicals themselves that don't know how to tell the truth. And the only time they do tell the truth is when they blurt it out in their confusion. But I want you to understand something. These are the only people telling you that you're losing, and the ratio is less than 1.7%. So stand up, fight for your posterity and your country. Give them a future and a hope only that God can give them in Jesus' name. 1 John 3:18, you got Bradley, and you got the pretty little princess, Stephanie Joy. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.